Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. We're continuing in phase two of the Sacred Rebuke series. Tap out to tap in. In the last episode, we talked about the power of the middle. Learning to embrace process, resist quick fixes, and fall in love with the work that makes transformation real. And today, we build on that with another truth our culture resists. It's okay to tap out. Tapping out doesn't mean giving up. It doesn't mean weakness. It doesn't mean failure. Tapping out means refusing to stay tapped into systems, conversations, or cycles that drain your soul. It means reclaiming your sovereignty. Because if the middle is where you are forged, then tapping out is how you protect the fire. Let's be honest. We live in a world that glorifies tapping in. Hustle harder. Grind longer. Be everywhere. Know everything. Weigh in on every debate. Rest? That's lazy. Boundaries? That's selfish. Pausing? That's quitting. And here's the truth about me. I've always been an all-in kind of woman. When I give myself to something, I give it everything I've got. My time, my energy, my creativity, my heart. That way of living made me loyal to a fault. It kept me in some situations far longer than I should have stayed. But here's the other side. Once I'm out, I'm out. There's no halfway with me. And yes, I got a reputation for it. Some people thought I was too cold, too abrupt, too final. But honestly, I didn't care because I knew my peace was more valuable than anyone else's opinion of my exit. The funny part is, after I walked away, people would circle back to me. They'd whisper, "I wish I had the courage to leave when you did." And then they'd tell me all the suffering they went through because they stayed. The heartbreak, the financial ruin, the soul-crushing weight of loyalty to something that was already dead. But let's get even closer. Sometimes staying tapped in doesn't look like a toxic job or a dead relationship. Sometimes it looks like smiling and saying you're fine when you're not. It looks like refusing help because you want to look strong. It looks like silencing your tears because you don't want to make anyone uncomfortable. And if I could teach you anything, it would be this. Integrity is not about keeping up appearances. Integrity is about being loyal to your own soul. Here's the sting. Staying tapped in when your spirit is telling you to tap out isn't strength. It's self-betrayal. Because every time you ignore that nudge to step away, you abandon yourself. You teach your body that her signals don't matter. You teach your spirit that her whispers can be silenced. You teach your soul that her peace can be sacrificed. And what do you gain for it? A seat at the table that keeps feeding you poison? A spot in a room that drains your life? The illusion of loyalty while you slowly lose yourself? That's not strength. That's bondage with a pretty name. So hear me. When your spirit says tap out, she's not trying to ruin your life. She's trying to save it. The Bible shows us over and over that tapping out is not weakness. It's wisdom. Even Jesus, who was fully divine and fully human, tapped out often. Luke 5:16 says, "But Jesus often withdrew to lonely places and prayed. He didn't wait until the crowds approved. He didn't ask permission. He knew his spirit needed space to breathe, to realign, to be loyal to source." In Mark 6:31, after the disciples had been working and ministering nonstop, Jesus told them plainly, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." He didn't say push harder. He said tap out for a while, because he knew the body and soul cannot pour endlessly without being refilled. And let's not forget Elijah in 1 Kings 19. After standing boldly against hundreds of false prophets, he was exhausted and afraid. He tapped out under a broom tree and begged God to let him die. And what did God do? He didn't scold Elijah for quitting. He sent an angel with food, water, and rest. Because even the strongest prophets need to tap out. Here's the sacred rebuke. Integrity is not proving you can endure anything. Integrity is being loyal to your own soul. Just as Jesus was loyal to his, just as Elijah was restored by rest, just as God commanded his people to honor the Sabbath. So if Jesus withdrew, if prophets rested, if God himself set a rhythm of pause, who told you that tapping out was failure? Metaphysically, tapping out is about energetic sovereignty. Every time you ignore the nudge to rest, to leave, to log off, to go inward, you fracture your own field. Your aura becomes thin. Your vibration scatters. And then you wonder why you feel drained, anxious, and disconnected. When you stay tapped in to what your spirit is begging you to leave, you're not being strong. You're leaking power. You're entangled in frequencies that don't serve you. You're repeating patterns that can't evolve and giving your life force to what only depletes. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "Man's word is his wand." But if your word to yourself is always stay when your soul is screaming go, your wand loses power. Integrity, metaphysically, is coherence, thought, word, and energy moving as one. Neville Goddard taught that imagination creates reality. But here's the catch. If your imagination is saturated with other people's chaos, other people's noise, other people's wounds, then your reality reflects their frequency, not yours. That's why tapping out is holy. It realigns your field with your own source signature, not to static in the crowd. Here's the metaphysical rebuke. Tapping out is not running away. It's returning. Returning to your center. Returning to your wholeness. Returning to the frequency of truth. Because only when you tap out of what drains you can you tap back into what sustains you. So here I want you to take a steady, deep breath. Deep breath in. Hold it. And then let it out. Put your hand over your heart. Your spirit always knows when it's time to step back, let these questions guide you inward. Reflection one, where in my life am I saying I'm fine when I'm not? What does my soul actually need in those moments? Reflection two, what tables have I stayed at even though the food was poison? Where have I mistaken loyalty for bondage? Reflection three, how has refusing help in order to look strong fractured my integrity with myself? Reflection four, where do I feel the nudge to tap out right now? Is it a relationship, a conversation, a commitment, or a constant cycle of noise? Reflection five, complete the statement in your journal. Integrity for me looks like tapping out of, and then write, tapping back into. Remember, integrity is not about enduring everything. Integrity is being loyal to your own soul. So here's the truth. Tapping out is not weakness. It is wisdom. It is sovereignty. It is integrity. The world will try to shame you into staying. Staying in jobs that kill your spirit. Staying in relationships that drain your joy. Staying in conversations that go nowhere. Staying on timelines that feed you poison. But you don't owe anyone your presence when your soul is asking for your absence. Even Jesus tapped out. Even prophets rested. Even God built a Sabbath into creation itself. Tapping out is not abandonment. It's alignment. Because integrity isn't proving how much you can endure. Integrity is being loyal to your own soul. So when your spirit whispers enough, trust her. Step back, log off, walk away. Tap out from what drains you so you can tap back in to what sustains you. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. Integrity is my loyalty to my soul. When my spirit says tap out, I obey. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich by honoring when it's time to tap out. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's do it together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.